Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting it, running it, growing it, getting rid of it. You may be divesting yourself of your business. We have stuff that we talk about that too on the show, and a lot of stuff there on the website that will help you with all those things. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, check out our Brain Trust members. The blog is there. My newsletter, subscribe to that, please. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And click on your answer and you'll see how the poll is going so far. Kathy Perry is with us. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She is the author of 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know. Put a .com on the end of her name, and that's your website, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
And they can find your books there. You're also the author of Stepping Stones to Success. We're talking about social media, but Kathy, tell the audience what you do for folks helping them with social media.
Well, I help them understand how to put together a strategy that makes sense for their business and really give them the tools to do it very easily.
And is that regardless? I mean, you know, what do you do when a diner calls you up and says, Kathy, should I be involved in social media? I've just got 20 tables. It's a lunch diner. You know, should I be involved in social media? What do you tell somebody like that?
Well, I believe everybody needs to be involved in it because their customers are and their competitors are. So to not be involved in it is to bury your head in the sand, and we don't want that going on. We want the small business to thrive and survive,
right.
And so the way they do that is staying up with current trends, current things that are happening in the world.
If you don't know what your customers are
happening.
Doing.
We know that. It's your craze.
If you don't know what customers want and how they're behaving and the tools they're using and their preferences and they're creating, even boomers, even the older folks their preferences are changing with regard to how they want to be reached, how they want to be connected with, how they want to be talked to, how they want to be marketed to, how they want to be sold. Preferences are changing. The second decade of the 21st century is not even like the last decade, is it? Let alone the last century.
No. And, you know, I've been in this industry and in technology for over 25 years, and I have seen it change dramatically from the very first PC. So staying on top of that, it's challenging for a small business, but it's important, and that's why there are people like me and you and helping those small businesses to be able to adapt and change.
What does social media have to do with creating solutions for our customers?
Well, what we have to do is figure out what it is they're talking about. We mentioned that previously, and then come up with solutions that meet those needs. And it might be that we're finding out that they're struggling with a particular problem in their lives and your business serves that problem. So creating maybe a special product or a special service offering for that problem that they're having and making that available. So that's kind of what we're talking about. But we're using language that the customer is saying. So we're using their vernacular.
Right, not our industry jargon, their vernacular.
Right. And, you know, that's a lot of businesses have that problem. They'll talk in their own industry speak and not the customer's language.
So I'm going to come back. See, I keep coming back to this community thing, Kathy. I just think if a small business owner tries to contemplate the social media universe, they'll never get anything done. They'll never make anything happen. It'll just be too intimidating for them, too complicated for them. I think you've got to think about creating communities. And I think you're right about going out into joining the list, joining the groups, and that apply to you, and being part of those, and talk and listen to what people are saying, joining those conversations. But I also think you can create your own community. You can do it on Twitter. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it with your blog. You can do it with a newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. But create these communities where people find you because they're interested. They've searched for what you do. They find you. They've got a pain. They've got a concern. And they see that you've actually addressed some of this. You've got an FAQ or you've addressed some of these things. And they're saying, hey, wait a minute. How do you do that? I'm not sure how this works.
Agree with you a lot, Jim. Community is very important in creating that community. It is a little bit of a challenge for a small business to get their arms around. What? I can create my own social network? Yes, you can. I have a social network for women called iWomenLife.com, and I created that as a community for women to go and tap into resources. That's great, but it is a challenge for a small business to get their arms around what I can create my own community. So they also need to be involved in the community.
Yeah. Sounds like we may have just lost Kathy. Sorry about that. Folks, Kathy's website is Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K. And KathyPerry.com is the website. The book is called 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know. Check it out. Lots of good stuff there. As you can tell, Kathy knows her business, and she knows how to help businesses with social media. And that's a distinction that you need to make when you get somebody to help you with these things. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.